Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the first week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago. His preaching today is entitled, Judging Others.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 2, verses 13 to 17. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in this house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. It made me think as I was preparing this whole scripture passage, I was thinking to myself about a couple of times when I had someone working in the office at the parish, and it seemed as if people didn't approve of him because he seemed to be a young man who had access to records. And then, of course, I had to make it very clear to people that the only records that we have in our possession is what you give to the church. And I said, if that's a reason, some of you should be worried about it. But the thing is that sometimes we find ourselves judging other people. We don't think about the things that we've done in life, but we find ourselves judging other people because they're not the type of people that we should be associated with, or they're not the type of people that we want to be associated with, or that sometimes it's just because we don't like them and we don't want anybody to think that we would be associated with people like that. We are called to think about the people that Jesus spent time with, and that there is a reason for Jesus' doing what he's doing. I've often had problems with those who are talking about the migrant situation. And it's always because they feel that we don't want those people here. And I think about the people who have really come and done what they could. And it was amazing. One time I was watching the news and all the people who were complaining about the migrants coming were all people who had accents. They were all people from different countries, Asia, they were from South America, they were from Mexico, they were from so many different places, but not one was a natural born American person, one might say. And then I wonder, how is it that you can do this and then you would expect people not to do it to you? It's amazing. We all have our limitations. We all have our doubts. We all have our own little quirks. May God, in God's infinite goodness, look beyond our quirks, look beyond all of those things that we can actually give off to other people and turn them off. May God look beyond all of that and truly smile upon us to help us to change our lives. Amen.